Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So don't you just absolutely love Google? I was putting this week's show together, and it was based on a question that I got from Jacqueline up in Shoreline, which we'll get to in a moment here. But I had just typed into Google the advantages of being married. And I got to tell you, this is a fun list. Now, it may be controversial. I did not write this list, but this is just right off of Google when I found this webpage, and they listed out advantages of being married. Number one, actually, it was titled Surprising Benefits of Being Married. So I think that's fitting. It is surprising. But number one, it makes you richer. Being married makes you richer. There are better tax benefits. It's another advantage. There are health insurance benefits for being married. Married people have lower stress. Now, I'll just give you a minute to think about that. That's interesting. Married couples are less likely to be depressed. People with a spouse are less likely to engage in risky behavior. Yeah, I can see that. I definitely slowed down when I got married. They have better outcomes after major surgery. Yeah, that makes sense to me on that one, too. They are more likely to survive cancer. Well, that's good news, I guess. That's really good. They get better sleep. I'm going to question on that one. And they live longer. Married couples live longer. So this is the surprising benefits of being married. Now, it's kind of funny. It makes you richer. The first thing I thought about that is maybe the people that don't have the capacity to get married don't really have the capacity to hold a high-paying job or start a business. I don't know. I just wonder what the correlation is there. Married people have lower stress. That was one that kind of surprised me. I think maybe by the time you get married and you have kids, I don't know, maybe you work through that. Anyway, it was fascinating. It was just a fun list, but I love typing stuff into Google like that. But the reason why I typed that in, actually, I would start looking at that, is I got a question from Jacqueline through our website at 525longtermcare.com. And Jacqueline had just asked the question, are there any advantages for a married couple to get long-term care plan or insurance at the same time? And again, are there any advantages for a married couple to get long-term care insurance at the same time? And this is a fantastic question, Jacqueline. And we're actually going to build our whole show around that today based on, you know, couples planning. Because, yes, there are some distinct advantages to getting a plan put together at the same time for a married couple. And a lot of people don't understand this. And we're going to just kind of peel that onion back and talk about that today and talk about some of the different types of plans that are available out there. Now, I think one of the things that everybody needs to know is that, you know, when long-term care, if I'm a single person and I end up in long-term care, those people tend to really, you know, if you're single and you don't have somebody around you, that makes it a harder situation. So married couples obviously have an advantage right off of the bat. And we look back at the surprising benefits of being married. They're talking about this, you know, better outcomes after major surgery. Well, it's just because you got the help there, obviously. That's part of it. But what we're going to do is we're going to break down some of the different types of plans that are available out there, because there's joint plans, there's shared care plans, there's discounts that are offered for married couples. And so we're going to kind of peel all of that back today. And then I got a really great client of the week for this week, which is a married couple. I'm going to show you how we set up one of these shared care benefit plans and just kind of talk that through. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about our classes. First off, I want to say thank you for everybody that came to our webinar class on Thursday. It was a great success. And again, the webinars are basically the same format that I was doing live. It's just that now I stand in front of a computer and you get to watch me on your computer screen. And our software is actually really simple. It's just we're going to send you a link when you sign up for a class, and you click on this link and you can watch it in your browser. So you can watch the webinar and participate on your phone, on an iPad, on your desktop, on a laptop. It just doesn't matter. As long as you have an internet connection, you can watch that. You can even watch it on a smart TV. And so, and then we also, if you have access to a keyboard or your smartphone, you can send those questions into us. You can type those in real time. And what happens at the end of our presentation, we go through and we answer all these questions. So that was the class that we just had on Thursday. We have one more class coming up this month, Friday, the 24th. That happens to be my son's birthday. He's turning 17, so that's an exciting day for him. But Friday the 24th at 9 a.m., so it's going to be a Friday morning class, the same webinar class that we just did on Thursday, but it's going to be Friday morning at 9 a.m. on the 24th. And I tell most people, plan, you know, if you want to get through all the questions, plan about 2 hours as a general rule. But if you just want to get through the basic webinar, that's going to be about 45 to 50 minutes. It's just that what we do is we open it up at the end. And, I, you know, if you can schedule that time, stick around for those questions, because that's where we really get into the discussion and break down some of the things that we talked about. And generally, somebody will ask a question and that will fire up a thought for somebody else. And then they will ask questions. And that's where you're really going to learn quite a bit. So, again, we have Friday the 24th at 9 a.m. That is on our website. And just go to the when you go to our website at 525longtermcare.com, it's right there on the homepage. You'll see upcoming events. Just click on that, put your information in, and then Madeline will have that, has the program designed to send you a link. And then you just click on that. You'll get a reminder for the start time as well, too. And you just click on that link, and you can join us right there for that class. So, again, Friday the 24th. And, again, all that information is available at our website at 525longtermcare.com. Stick around. When we get back, we're going to get into couples discounts and how do you design a plan if you are a couple. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows you to stay in control of your care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. Hey, it's Dory Monson. I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has a live webinar coming up Friday, July 24th at 9 a.m. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Brian's live webinar on July 24th is free. You'll also get a free copy of Brian's ebook, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. Brian keeps the live webinar class sizes small to allow time for Q&A at the end. It's a great learning environment. Space is limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick, Gregrick & Associates. They're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can attend Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, July 25th. Zach, tell me all about it.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Don't miss the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, July 25th at 10 a.m. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll also get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Forward Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in this weekend. I can't believe we're already into July. I mean, July 11th, holy cow. It's when this show is going to air the first time. And I hope everybody had a good 4th of July. We actually had a very nice 4th of July. Had a brother-in-law and sister-in-law came over. We have not seen them since this COVID thing started, so we did our little social distancing out on the deck and had a little barbecue, and we went nuts with some fireworks that we were able to get up at the local tent there by our store. It was nice, and I saw a lot of people out lighting up fireworks and trying to make the best of it. I think it was quite a bit of pent-up energy. So that's going to be one thing that's good for the economy, is going to be the people selling fireworks, because they sold a lot of them, no doubt. But anyway, you've tuned in here to Long-Term Care Radio. If you just stumbled on us, we are on the air twice on the weekends, actually three times. We're on twice Saturday, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock on two different stations, and then Sunday at noon. And you can always get our schedule at our website, 525longtermcare.com. It's right there on our homepage. And you can also get the podcast. So if you miss a show or only get part of it, you're out driving around in the car, you can go back and listen to the entire show at any time. And while you're there, sign up for our class. Again, you're going to hear the ads for the class coming up. The next one is the 24th of July at 9 a.m. That's a Friday morning. So look for that as well, too. So this week's show is really dedicated to Jacqueline up in Shoreline. She had sent us in a question asking, are there any advantages for a married couple to get long-term care planning at the same time? And yes, there are, Jacqueline. I will tell you there are some great advantages to doing it together for couples, for either domestic partners or married. It doesn't really matter. Some companies are even flexible enough where they'll let siblings get on the same plan together if they're living together. Because really what the statistics bear out is that if I have a spouse or a significant other, somebody living with me, I am less likely to turn on a long-term care plan as soon. It's because I'm going to have some assistance and some help there. So that's really the reason why these discounts exist for couples. But one of the things you got to understand is that if I'm just going out and buying, let's just talk about traditional long-term care plans for a second. So these are the ones that have been around since the 1970s. So I decide how much coverage I want, and I start paying my premium. Most people pay it annually, but it can be monthly. Sometimes you can get group policies through work, and you just pay that annual payment or that monthly payment. Well, if there's a married couple, they're going to give you a discount anywhere from 10% to 30% off of what it would cost if you were single. And so that is the right up front, the discount usually for married couples. You're going to get anywhere from 10 to 30% off of the premium. So if a premium's $5,000 a year, well, it might be $3,500, $3,600 if you're married, or, you know, maybe it's $4,500. There's going to be a discount from that $5,000 level. Now, again, the reason why this is designed is because if we just look at the entire village of a million people, statistically they know that single people will end up in care situations earlier. And because long-term care is really when we need help to get through the day. That's really what it boils down to. It's ongoing help. We need help to get through the day. Well, if my spouse is there or somebody is there assisting me, then that's going to lower the chance that I'm going to need to reach for outside help, which is really what long-term care insurance does. That allows us to bring those health care providers in. So that's what they look at statistically. And when I think of like my grandmother, she started out in a long-term care situation, just having, you know, my mom really started, was filling that gap. My mom was going over and doing the grocery shopping and doing a little bit of light housework and some cleaning and helping her. And then it evolved from there. And so when you have that support, you're less likely to trigger that long-term care plan. So that's the reasoning why they have discounts on couples. Now, there's really two different types of plans out there that we're going to talk about in a second. You've got the joint plans, and then you've got the shared care plans. I'm going to get into that, some of the way those plans are designed and how they work. But before we get there, let's talk about some of the options that are available for couples as well, too. And what I mean by this is that this is options that I can't get as a single person because it's not going to work for a single person. And one of them is a shared care plan. And what that means is, think of your long-term care insurance as a bucket of money. So I went out and I bought this long-term care insurance policy that's going to pay me, you know, $6,000 a month or $72,000 a year for 4 years. So I've got that bucket of money, that $288,000. That's my bucket of money. Now, when I use all that money up, it's gone, right? So if I'm in long-term care for 4+ years, I've used all my money up. I've drained my bucket. What a shared care plan does is it allows a married couple to use their bucket. So in one of the let's just say the husband goes on claim and he uses all 4 years of his long-term care insurance. Now his wife will have 4 years as well, too, because a shared care plan, they're going to have equal buckets. He can dip into her bucket and use all but 1 year of coverage. So that's what a shared care plan does. It means I can use my bucket up, I can dip into my spouse's, or vice versa. My spouse uses all of her plan, she can dip into mine. That's one version of a shared care. The other version of a shared care is I have a bucket of money, my wife has a bucket of money, and then there is a third bucket of money. And so either person can get into that third bucket of money when they use their bucket of money. And so let's just say we have that four-year policy and the husband uses all of his. He can dip into that third bucket of money or vice versa. However, let's say the husband only uses 3 years of his policy and he passes away. Well, what happens is that third bucket becomes the second bucket for the surviving spouse. So that's really what we're talking about on shared care. We're either going to dip into each other's bucket or there's going to be a third bucket of money that we can share. So that's called shared care. Now, one of the things that you have to understand with these policies is when I have two people, there's also some riders and some other advantages that make it more advantageous to put these plans together in place. And one of them is going to be what we call a joint waiver of premium. So if I have a policy and my wife has a policy, what happens if I die? Well, she just has her policy left. She has to pay for her policy. Well, if I go on claim and I have that joint waiver of premium built in, then my premium stops and the premium stops for my wife. So we do that on almost all of our policies that allow that, what we call joint waiver of premium. So that's another advantage for married couples. And one of the things that to keep in mind on that is that if I go on claim and it's only for a year or two, it's going to stop the premiums for both people. And then when I go off a claim, then we would start paying our own premiums and begin. So it works regardless. It just is really a great way to save some money and protect each other on that joint waiver premium. Another thing that we can do is we can get into what we call survivorship benefits. Before we get there, let's talk a little bit about joint plans. So we were talking about a shared care bucket of money. We also have what we call joint plans, which is just two people are on one bucket of money. So think of it that way. So most common on these, we'll see lifetime. So that means a lifetime benefit. One premium pays for that bucket of money. Both people can pull out benefits so they could each get their $6,000 a month if that's what the benefit paid out. That is what we call a joint plan. We actually have true joint plans on asset base and traditional. Now, one of the big downsides is on a joint plan, is that if I pass away, the premium remains the same. So if I'm doing a pay-as-you-go plan, the premium remains the same for the surviving spouse. If I contrast that to a shared care where we each have our own bucket of money, if I pass away, well, my wife only has to pay the premium for herself. So that's one of the differences on the joint plans. Now, they're, again, the theory is that they're priced a little differently from the get-go. But if you have somebody that, you know, you take that plan out in your 50s and then your spouse dies suddenly, you might have to look at going out and getting another plan, because otherwise you're going to be paying the same premium for both people. However, if I've paid into it for several years, that premium, the idea in a joint plan is it's less expensive than two individual plans. So that's something to keep in mind, is what we're calling a shared care plan or a joint care plan. But anyway, if I have one of these plans as a married couple, we have the joint waiver premium that we talked about. We also have a survivorship benefit, which just simply says that if I pass away, whatever's left in my bucket of money moves over to the surviving spouse. That's another benefit. The shared benefits we talked about, I can use my policy. I can dip into my wife's policy. And then there's another one that's available called a security benefit. So this is available for one of the carriers does this. If I can get a policy, but my spouse cannot qualify for a policy, her health is already compromised, you can put a security benefit that says that if I go into a long-term care situation, I can get up to 60% more of my benefit to pay for care for my wife. So the way that works is I trigger my plan, and if I'm getting $6,000 a month of benefit, I could get another $3,600 or 60% of that to pay for care for my wife. So that's another rider that we can put on. And again, these are all things that only work for couples. You wouldn't need that security benefit as a single person, so keep that in mind. But as a general rule, when we're looking at just coming in and putting plans together, absolutely, there are discounts for married couples. And one of the things to keep in mind is that if my spouse cannot qualify, or they just don't want to get long-term care, most of the carriers will still give a discount for one person in a relation, in a marriage, getting long-term care insurance, as opposed to just a single person that is not married. Because again, you have that second person in the home, and so that's what the insurance carrier is looking at. Now, on the asset-based plans, they're a little bit differently. Asset-based plans, there are some discounts for married couples as far as the cost of getting the plan. But most of the asset-based plans are going to pay you back a benefit when the first person dies. They're going to pay that death benefit out. So there isn't really a shared care policy on those. However, we do have joint policies on the asset-based plans where two people can pull out, and that's our most popular asset-based plan by far. It's a joint plan that is a lifetime benefit for two people. So quite a few things that you can do. And I just think that was a fantastic question. So what we run into a lot of times is like maybe one spouse can't qualify for long-term care insurance. Well, there's still an advantage for you to apply on that. You're still going to get some discounts. Or you have a spouse that just says, hey, I don't want long-term care insurance. I'm not going to need it. Okay, you're still going to get some kind of discount for being married. However, if you want the biggest discount, you're going to get that when both people apply and take a policy out at the same time. And then the advantages of like those shared care policies is we can really maximize the flexibility of using all that money. Because if I don't use the bucket of money that I have and I pass away, it passes on to my spouse. Well, now she has more coverage. So what we can do is we can get, you know, maybe 8 years combined, and likely one person might use a year or two. Well, that's going to leave all those other years of coverage left over for that other spouse. So, excuse me. Just a really great question there from Jacqueline. And we're going to take a quick break, and I've got a client of the week when we get back. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can attend Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, July 25th. Zach, tell me all about it.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Don't miss the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, July 25th at 10 a.m. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll also get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Borrow Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick, Gregrick & Associates. They're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows you to stay in control of your care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. Hey, it's Dory Monson. I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has a live webinar coming up Friday, July 24th at 9 a.m. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Brian's live webinar on July 24th is free. You'll also get a free copy of Brian's ebook, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. Brian keeps the live webinar class sizes small to allow time for Q&A at the end. It's a great learning environment. Space is limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this weekend. Again, we have a class coming up on Friday, July 24th at 9 a.m. Again, that's our webinar class now. We're still using the webinar. And, you know, as much as I like teaching the classes in person, the webinar is turning out to be a pretty good fit for us. We're getting some good positive feedback because people can, you can, you know, watch it from the convenience of your home, your office, wherever. And so we're going to mix the schedule up a little bit. We just had one last Thursday, and it was just fantastic. So the next one will be Friday the 24th at 9 a.m. And again, the reason why we're always promoting these classes is because we believe, number one, we have to start with education. I got into this business, and I was trying to find a policy for my mom, and I just kept running into people trying to sell me stuff. And I'd go back and look those items up and those companies and be like, huh, I don't think that's where I want to be. So we work, 525 Advisors is an independent broker. We work with all the companies, and we do business with just about all the companies that have meaningful long-term care plans. And what I say by meaningful is there's some ones out there that I just won't work with. Like, we've never sold a Genworth policy, and even though they're the largest out there, I just look at them as a public company, and I read their shareholder minutes, and I say I don't want my clients with them. I wouldn't want to be with them, so I don't place my clients with them. And what we really do is guide you to look at some of the best companies that are out there and really educate you. And the reason why we have the webinars is so that you can understand, number one, what long-term care is, and number two, what your options are. There's the asset-based, there's the hybrid plans. There's all kinds of wonderful ways to fund these plans. And what's the most efficient way to fund your plan? That's another question. So we're always looking at, your unique situation and trying to design a plan that's going to fit with your situation. And then we also look at what's the best way to fund this plan. I mean, there's some of the asset-based companies, the only way you can get into them is with a single lump sum. And then there's some that allow you to pay over time, and there's some that allow us to do a combination of both. And on the traditional plans, we have the advantages. If you're a C corporation, you can write 100% of the premium off. We have limited pay options there as well, too. So there's just a lot that goes into it. A lot of people, I think they're overwhelmed. But if they run into a salesman, the guy's going to say, yeah, this is what you need. We're never going to do that. We're never going to tell you what you need because we don't know that. But what we do know is that we can put a plan in place that is going to mitigate a significant part of the risk for you. And that's why we want to start with education. Just come to a webinar, learn about long-term care, learn what it pays for, learn how it triggers, learn about some of your options. And then when we sit down to talk, you have the basics, you have the 101. So then we can really start talking about your situation and how do we design a plan for you. So again, that next class is coming up Friday, the 24th at 9 a.m. Now, this part of the show, bottom of the hour, we always bring a client of the week. And this is where I come to you and I talk to you a little bit about how we designed a plan for one of our clients, what we were thinking, what was important to them, and what we settled on and why we settled on that particular plan. And this week, this is Mark, who is 63, and Sandra, who is 61. Now, they are still working, but they're looking at the retirement options. And so this is important to them. They're looking at it and they're saying, okay, we're going to work for X amount more years. We want to retire. And so how do we protect ourselves? How do we protect our retirement assets? They're just trying to plan ahead. And one of the sad things is Mark's best friend, his dad, had a stroke and lived for 4 years at home needing care. So this happened to a friend of mine, my best man at my wedding. His dad had a stroke after those Houston floods. So I kind of bonded with Mark over this because he saw it firsthand. And what Mark walked away from with that was, you know, he says, you know, it was just devastating because his friend's mother is now living with their daughter. So his friend's sister, that's who the mother is living with because they just really tapped out their resources and they don't have the financial resources to put mom in assisted living or something like that. So again, that's what he's trying to avoid. And so that was a concern of his. And the other big concern of theirs, obviously, was becoming a burden on each other or their kids. They just didn't want that to happen. So, you know, one of the questions I always ask my clients when we sit down and we talk to you is we're going to say, you know, why is this important to you? Why is long-term care planning important to you? And in most of the cases, there's going to be a story behind that. Every once in a while, I get somebody that doesn't have any experience with long-term care, but unfortunately, most of our clients, there's some story behind it. They either watched a family member, a loved one, a friend, somebody go through a long-term care situation, and that is kind of a motivator. So again, the biggest concern for Mark at 63 and Sandra at 61 is having a health event that would limit their retirement or put financial hardship on the surviving spouse and their kids. And so this is what we did for them. We set up a shared benefit plan. So again, this would be a plan where they each have a bucket of money. So in this situation, we started out with a $200,000 bucket of money for Mark and a $200,000 bucket of money for Sandra. So think of that as my insurance limit. That's how much insurance they have. Now, their monthly limit is going to start out at $4,000 a month. So that means if they went on claim today, when they took the policy out, they could pull $4,000 a month out for, you know, a little over 4 years, $4,000 a month into $200,000. So they can drain $200,000 at $4,000 a month. Those numbers are skewed a little bit, though, because they have the inflation rider. So that entire benefit, the $4,000 monthly benefit, and the entire amount of coverage is growing by 3% every year. So that's what inflation does. But basically, if they go on claim, regardless, down the road, they're going to have a minimum of about 4 years of coverage. Now, what we did on the shared care plan is we said, look, this allows you to dip into each other's bucket of money. So if one of you go on claim and you use all of your money, and let's just go out there, 60, 61, and 63, let's just say 20 years down the road, they would each have $7,224 a month. They would each have $352,000 in their bucket of money. So let's say that Mark went on claim. he used all $352,000 of his money 20 years down the road. He then could dip into Sandra's policy. The difference is he can't use all of her policy, but he can use all but 1 year's worth. So he could use all but about $90,000 of her $350,000 of long-term care. They require on a shared care benefit plan, this particular carrier in the state, they say, look, you can use the other person's long-term care, but you got to still leave them with at least 1 year of coverage. And every year that's going to be a little bit more and more coverage because, remember, we have that inflation rider, so the value of the policy is growing up. But we have the joint waiver. We have the shared care on there. We also put the joint waiver of premium. So that means that if one of them go on claim, it's going to stop the premium for the other person. So that's what we mean by joint waiver premium. Another one of those benefits we can get as a couple. The survivor benefit is another rider that we put on this particular plan. And what that does is it waives the premium if one of them dies. And so imagine this. We're going down the road, 10 years down the road, Mark dies. What happens is it waives the premium completely for the entire policy for both of them. Now, remember, because it was a shared care, Mark's bucket of money, and let's just go down 10 years. He's got $262,000, and Sandra has $262,000. So if Mark dies 10 years down the road, his $262,000 is transferred over to Sandra. So Sandra now has $524,000 of long-term care insurance, and she doesn't have any premiums to pay at all. That's just her policy now because we did what we call the survivor benefit, waives the premium if someone dies. And most of the companies, like this particular company, says you've got to pay the premium for 10 years. So as long as you've paid the premium for at least 10 years, then the premium is waived. So those are some of the advantages what we were talking earlier in the show. The shared care means they can dip into each other's bucket of money. The joint waiver premium means the premium stops for both people if one person goes on claim. And the survivorship benefit says that if one person dies after the premiums have been paid for 10 years, then the premium stops for the second person. And what I really like about this is a general rule, statistically, men usually die before women, and sometimes women live quite a bit longer than the men. So if Mark does die, say when he's, you know, 75, he's 63 right now, so say 12 years down the road he dies, and Sandra lives to be, you know, 82 before she triggers her long-term care insurance, well, she's going to basically have that decade, you know, 11 years, because she's only 61. She'll have that decade plus where she'll have no premium payments at all. And then she triggers her claim, and she'll get not only her benefit, but she would get all of Mark's. So statistically, that's a very smart move. However, if Mark ends up in long-term care, he's got a very meaningful benefit there as well, too. The other thing that this plan has is it has a cash benefit option. And what I mean by that is whatever their monthly benefit is, so it starts out at $4,000, they can take 40% of that from in cash. And what I mean by that is they can just literally take $1,600 a month, leave the rest of the money in the bucket for future use, and they can use that cash benefit for whatever they want. They can hire informal care. And that's really a great advantage if I'm starting out at home and maybe I'm helping my loved one and I just need a little bit of money, or I've got a family friend that's going to come in and help. I don't need that full benefit. I can save the rest of that money in case we move to an assisted living facility or something down the road. So the cash benefit option is also just a very wonderful feature on this plan. So again, $4,000 a month, 3% inflation. They each have $200,000 of long-term care insurance. Those two numbers are going to grow. So even, you know, you go out 30 years down the road, they've each got $473,000 of long-term care at $9,700 a month. So those benefits continue to grow. That entire plan for them is going to be $4,996. So just under $5,000 a year, they get all those benefits, the shared care, the survivorship, the cash option, the joint waiver of premium. And these are two people that were in very good health, so they got the top rating, and they were able to get a lot of these options and these benefits on this plan. So that is, you know, how we designed that plan. And the reason why we settled on this particular plan for Mark and Sandra, number one, they have pension and Social Security. So their income is going to be consistent until one of them die. What they're worried about is if the first person dies, their Social Security will go down, obviously, because you get to keep the highest amount. If your spouse's is higher than yours, you would get your spouse's, but the Social Security is still going to go down. This plan maximizes the flexibility of getting benefits out because we have that shared care. We have the survivorship. We have the best chance now that we're going to get maximum value out of that policy. So we're just not paying for a bunch of premiums that, for something if one of us doesn't use, then that money is wasted. And, you know, they're healthy enough that they can qualify for all this. So that's one of the reasons why we settled on this particular plan. But it's just a great plan. It's going to give them tremendous flexibility. They also know now between their Social Security and their pension that they won't have to dip into their nest egg if they need a long-term care. They should be just in a great situation. And by the way, this is a state partnership covered plan as well, too, which means that any money that you is paid to you for long-term care is money that is disregarded as assets for Medicaid spend down rules in case somebody ended up in a 10 or 12 year cognitive situation. So just a really great plan overall. Stick around. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk a little bit more about some additional advantages on how your health plays a part of qualifying for a long-term care plan. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows you to stay in control of your care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. Hey, it's Dory Monson. I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has a live webinar coming up Friday, July 24th at 9 a.m. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Brian's live webinar on July 24th is free. You'll also get a free copy of Brian's ebook, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. Brian keeps the live webinar class sizes small to allow time for Q&A at the end. It's a great learning environment. Space is limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick, Gregrick and Associates. They're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can attend Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, July 25th. Zach, tell me all about it.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Don't miss the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, July 25th at 10 a.m. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll also get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Borrow Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thanks for sticking with us here this weekend on Long-Term Care Radio. And again, if you miss any of our show, especially like the client of the week, I know numbers are hard on the radio, and I get that. But we do have our podcast available. You can just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com, and the podcast button is right there on the homepage, so you can grab that. And also, if you can't make it to a webinar, you can't make it to one of the classes that we do, just click on the Start Here button. And that will kind of walk you through a lot of the information that is covered in our webinar, too. And we have resources and all kinds of things on our website. And again, I sound like I'm preaching sometimes. I get a little Southern Baptist on you. But I'm a big believer that you have to start with education. Just take a few minutes and just start kind of wrapping your mind around what long-term care is. I cannot tell you how many calls we get every single week. I just had one this week. You know, the husband is trying to get some long-term care plan. His wife is already disabled, and the writing's on the wall now. They're spending the money down, and he's looking for a way to try to get some coverage, and that doesn't happen. In those situations, all you can do now is cover yourself and hope that, you know, you have a plan in place should you spend most of your assets on your healthy spouse or your unhealthy spouse. So just be your advocate and your own advocate and really start looking into this planning, because there's some great options. And another thing I will tell you right now, that I've been doing this for over a decade, and waiting does not behoove anybody. There's no advantage to waiting for plans. Number one, more likely that your health is going to become compromised, or maybe you get rated as you get older. It's more expensive as you get older because the premiums go up. But even outside of that, look what's going on in the current market right now with COVID, with low interest rates. That changes the way these carriers underwrite and the way they it changes their offerings, quite frankly, because they're looking at mortality, morbidity. They're looking at projected interest rate environment. And it gets very difficult when all these things suddenly change. And so what happens is we start losing some of the riders. We start seeing prices go up. We start seeing age restrictions. And so my point is that if we go back 10 years ago, some of the riders and the options that were available aren't available today. And we have got more ways to fund plans today than ever. But we're also in a really kind of unique environment with the baby boomers coming on board, that we're going to start to see some of these carriers tighten up. So it really behooves you to get a plan in place, because once you have that plan, they can't take that away. And what I mean by that, I'll just give you an example. My mom has a lifetime benefit through one of the carriers that stopped offering lifetime benefits, you know, 7-8 years ago. And so they have never offered a lifetime benefit again. So my mom's plan, she will never run out of coverage. She has a true lifetime benefit. And so things like that happen. So, again, take a little bit of time. Start through our website. Start through our next class. It's coming up July 24th. That's Friday at 9 a.m. And just start learning about this. And then when you're ready, we will guide you through designing a plan and help you through the process and get you approved. And then you'll have that protection and that peace of mind. And that's really what it's about. So one of the things I want to wrap up here on too is, how does your health affect long-term care planning? I think a lot of people are surprised at this, but it can have a huge impact, especially on these traditional pay-as-you-go plans, like the client of the week that I just had. When we look at that, when we look at Mark and Sandra, they were the preferred rating. So that is the top rating. So this particular carrier has four distinct ratings. So just think of A, B, C, D. A is going to get you the best rates and the most options. And if we look at that, our clients of the week, if they were paying just about $5,000 a year for their plan, if they were just one step down, they would end up paying $900 more a year. So that means just one step down in health rating. So they're still, you know, be very healthy, but it's just they've got, you know, maybe you've got blood pressure and you're taking cholesterol medication and pre-diabetic, whatever it is, that now you're a tier down. So you've got some comorbidity issues. It could be your weight, whatever it is, but you get just knocked down a tier, which is where most people are. There, most people get the second tier. But that would have cost them almost $900 more a year for that exact same policy. Now, if we went to the second step down, now we've got even more issues with health. That would cost them $550 more a year. But what's the catch? And think about that. The second step down costs them $900 or more. Two steps down costs them $500 or more a year. Why would two steps down cost them less? Because they lose a lot of the benefits on the policy. They cannot get the joint waiver premium. So that means if the first person dies, the other person is just going to continue to keep, the first person goes on claim, that the second person that's healthy is still going to be paying that premium every year. So they lose the option for that joint waiver premium. They lose the survivorship benefit, which means that if I pass away, my money is transferred over to my spouse. That's gone. So they lose that. They lose the shared care. They lose the advantage of the shared care where I can dip into each other's bucket of money. So it really limits the flexibility of the policy. I'm sorry, the survivorship benefit is when I die after 10 years and my spouse doesn't have to pay the premiums anymore. That's when they lose it. The shared care is when we dip into each other's bucket. So again, waiver premium, survivorship benefit, and shared care, all of those options are gone now. And the premium still costs them $500 more a year. And they've got just way less flexibility on that policy. And then the lowest class, which quite frankly, I've only seen one offer in all my years on the lowest class. Lowest class is basically a turn down. So they don't even let you submit on that. It's underwriter discretion. So that's usually somebody that's got quite a few comorbidities already, but the only way they're going to get that rating is if they have been improving the last couple of years. So maybe somebody has lost a tremendous amount of weight, maybe their health is improving, whatever it is. The underwriter might offer them a class one, but that again would be $1,600 more per year. And again, they lose all those, the shared care, the joint waiver of premium, and the survivorship benefit. All those are off the table as well too. So you can see how important health is, and that's what I'm saying, that a lot of people, for whatever reason, we get calls every week that people are waiting to get long-term care because they just got a diagnosis or something just happened to them, and they're thinking, well, now's probably the time I should start looking into long-term care. Because when I'm in my 50s and my 60s and I'm healthy and I'm feeling vibrant and I'm feeling, hey, I'm great, I don't have any issues, well, folks, believe me, time and gravity are going to catch up. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Time and gravity catch up with us. And unfortunately, so do illnesses and things like that. And like this coronavirus, they're now coming out with this big worry that maybe people are going to have some breathing issues or limited strength issues, which may affect their activities of daily living. Well, folks, that's a long-term care situation. So you can kind of see that the insurance carriers are watching this very carefully, and they are circling the wagons. And we're already starting to see that through age restriction. So again, don't hesitate. It does not behoove you to wait to put a plan in place. I would start looking at that today. Our next class is Friday, July 24th. That's a great way to start. And again, thanks for tuning in to Long Term Care Radio. Always lots of information, more examples on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.